With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings. Use the promo code BOBBYSPORTS when downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Stay tuned. You'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the DraftKings show. That's what we are. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Whistle. Start the show. Coming up, we have the dorm dude, Zach, memorabilia expert, coming on to talk about this crazy box that I want to buy that I know I shouldn't, but he's going to give me details. But you could also win a Beatles card.
Yeah,
all
I want to hear
Beatles
more about this.
Signed it.
But it's all four in one card?
Yes. Ooh. But it's four signatures of things they signed, cut out, and then put in a card.
Oh, that's great.
That's all I'm saying.
You can add your George Washington to that.
That's correct.
And I didn't think that the Beatles all signed it like yesterday because two of them are dead.
Unless they went down to the grave and grabbed their hands.
Oh, my God. A little signature there.
Uh-huh. Oh, my.
Why don't we start with what the big subject is the kickoff rule change.
Oh, I didn't purposely read about it. I want you guys to, I want to hear it here first.
That's why?
Yes.
My understanding, because I have read about it and I know about it, but I have Kevin who's also got into the weeds on it, and I've watched it a few times. It's an old XFL rule.
Oh.
My understanding is it's for two things. One, to limit the concussions, mm-hmm. because this is a play where it happens and everybody's just hauling butt and whack. You talk about some collisions. Kickoff return.
Yeah.
Secondly, who wants to watch somebody kick it out of the back of the end zone 100 times?
That's what we did last year.
Boring as crap.
Yeah.
So there is a new hybrid kickoff rule change. This is the competition committee that meet every year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what's the deal?
So they elected this year, just this year only. They're going to do it for this year and test it out.
So wait, it's only this? So it is going to happen, though, in 2024?
Four.
It
four
is?
Five correct. Seasons. This year coming up.
Okay.
And as of right now, it's only this season to test it out, which obviously if it goes well, then they're going to continue to do that in 2025 in the future.
And it is the old XFL rule, right?
Yeah, it is. Okay. So the players are lined up. The kicking team is lined up on the opposite 35. Okay. And there's a zone. There's an all kicking. There's an alignment where 35, and then the other players are on all kicking teams. Players other than the kicker will line up with 1 foot on the receiving team's 40-yard line.
It looks like they're like 10 yards apart,
yes.
Two lines. I'm not sure what side he's talking about here, but the two lines, to me, it looks like you have one line of war or battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the old movies with yeah. them, all right, charge! And the other line of war battle, all right, charge! And they are like, my thing may be off, but like 15 yards apart.
Okay.
Not running all the way down.
No.
So, but where does the kicker stand? Where does the kicker kick from?
The kicker's kicking from the opposite 35, like usual.
So, but are there just going to be that many out of the back of the end zone kicks again?
No, because if you kick it out of the back of the end zone, then they get it at the 35, like a touchback at 35. So you have to kick it in the zone, which is basically the red zone, but on the opposite side. And they can either, you can't fair catch it, but if it rolls in the end zone, then it comes back out to the 25 like normal.
Okay, so if you kick it out of the back, it's like a 10-yard extra because it would have been put at the 25.
Yes. So you can't just...
20. Now it's 25, but then that's 30. So you can't just kick it out of
the back. You can't just kick it out of the back of the end zone and be like, all right, we're good. Let's move on to the next play.
But if you kick it in that zone, which is, let's say it's behind the team that's getting the ball's line.
Yeah. So what is the zone?
It's called the landing zone.
25. See, I don't know.
What 20, is 25?
20.
20 to the
20 to the
end
goal
zone.
Line.
Got it. So 20
Can
yards.
Can you punt it then?
To the goal line. Doesn't say anything about that, but like it does rugby? Say the safeties are the same. Like the safety kick is the same thing. Getting kicked from the okay. same per usual.
Because it's weird if you're kicking it from the ground or tee, now you have to limit how far. Because mostly when you kick on kickoff, you kick as hard as you can.
Yeah.
But now you have to switch that a little bit. If it does hit the ground roll in the end zone, then it's a normal touchback, but it's got to hit the ground in that area behind the wall I'm in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any kick that hits the landing zone and then goes into the end zone.
Normal touchback.
Must be returned or downed by the receiving team. If downed, then touchback to the 20-yard line.
Okay.
20 or 25?
20. 20.
Oh, dang.
That's old school.
Yeah, it's old school. Yeah, it's a lot of confusing things at first, but once you see it, not so much.
It's much easier to see it visually.
And right? the thing is, those two lines of teams hitting each other, mm-hmm. they're like 10 yards apart.
Yeah,
so it's not
and
be
they
that
can't
hard.
Move until the ball carrier touches the ball or the ball touches the ground.
Nobody can move until they
move.
Catch it?
That's how they're keeping. And
whoa!
And the blocking is like, it's almost like they're blocking in plays because you're not running so far and staying in lanes and switching lanes. You're kind of like onside kick almost. That far away from the people.
That's
and,
it.
And you would think, like, the kicking team, you know, you're like, I don't know when he's going to touch it. But then you see it. So imagine being the receiving team. He's behind you.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see when he touches that because as soon as you do, those guys are already in your face.
Okay, so the first month of training camp, that's all you're doing. Oh. That's all you're doing.
How about the people that have to redevelop Madden for next year?
Yeah, that too, dude.
Special teams coaches are going crazy.
And you know there's, like, a way to kick that. There's a way to kick, make the ball come back and not roll into the end zone. There's a way that kickers are going to be able to kick the ball differently for that.
You can't for a catch either.
I bet you that's not something they've ever practiced, though, because it's not a punt.
No, never. That's a lot.
It is, but it's not once you see it. Explain. It's a lot for us because we're going new terms, mm-hmm. new rules. What's it go out to?
Yeah.
Basically, land it in this zone and... He's got to catch it, and they can't start until he catches it. But they're only lined up like 10, 15 yards apart.
But I think the challenge, though, Bones, is a lot of your instincts are going to change because you've been doing
your whole life.
A kickoff your whole life. And then now they're going to be like, oh, I moved before like he caught the ball. Oh, my gosh, flag. Like, kick again.
I like this because kickoffs are the most boring freaking thing in football.
Yeah.
And they never turn into anything. And that's all. It's just stupid, right? Mm-hmm. It's just stupid. And then they go to commercial again right afterward. Another TV timeout.
You're right. I got sick of the ball going out the end zone every single kick.
Well, the other rule that they did not say yes to, I think the Eagles were the ones that submitted it again, was the XFL rule of onside kick. So let's remove the onside kick and just do 4th and 20.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can convert a 4th and 20, then you get the ball again. That sounds awesome.
I mean...
Nobody gets an onside kick. The onside kick is the stupidest, most boring thing ever because it almost never happens.
Never happens. 4th and 20.
Even if you made it 4th and 30, if you're like, that seems a little too easy, 4th and 30, let's just get a ball in the air.
Yep.
The only thing that they did change with that is you can overload one side now. So you can do 6 and 4 instead of 5 and 5, but you have to declare and tell the other team before you even do it.
Oh, Lions hate this.
We are going to do an onside.
Hey, Lions and Cowboys, they ain't declaring crap.
If everyone's
they do,
ref eligible.
Didn't hear it. Yeah, ref didn't hear it.
Skipper.
Yeah.
The skipper rules.
Yeah, confusing-ish, but I'm happy that I like it.
Me too.
I like it.
Because I think the return rate last year, it was something stupid, like, I don't know, 20% maybe?
Wow. I was surprised to be that high, but
yeah, me too. Maybe even lower than that. So they're saying that this will up it to 50 to 60, they project.
Because what kind of loser kicker can't kick it out of the back of the end zone now in the NFL?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Unless it's like super windy. Otherwise, hey, get busy going and don't come back in.
Is that Shawshank?
It is, but it's my version of saying that to the kicker.
Got it.
Like, don't come back. All right, let's go with the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff and Kevin.
As we head into the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 weekend, which one seed do you see going down first?
Houston, can you hear me? Because I need Duke to win so I can make money. Houston almost lost at that A&M game. Listen. Purdue will not surprise me if they win it all or they don't show up to play their game. They have crapped out. I mean, literally, like they just can't find the building. They have crapped out. We're used to them crapping out. Remember when Virginia got kicked out? They were the first ever one to lose to a 16, and they won the national championship the next year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Mm. I believe that that is right. So it kind of feels like maybe Purdue could do that this year with as dominant as they've been. So UConn plays San Diego State. I think that game is not close at all. UConn is, they're on a mission.
Yeah.
North Carolina plays Alabama. I could see Alabama winning that game.
Yeah, they make a bunch of threes.
If they score more points, I think they win that game. That's how I think. Purdue plays Gonzaga. I think Purdue beats Gonzaga pretty handily. Houston plays Duke. I think that's the best shot for a one to go down. And then if whomever wins that game, I think's got a pretty good matchup in that Elite Eight. I don't think NC State. I think their whole march is over after
this. Whoa. Big Burns? You don't believe in Big Burns anymore?
I do. I have. But I think now Big Burns is playing bigger competition. Games, they're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. I think whoever wins the Houston-Duke game ends up winning the next game, too, and gets to the Final Four. So I'm going to go Houston's the first one to go down. Just my thoughts.
Okay.
But that's what you asked for, so there you go.
Exactly.
That's what the tittle-tattle is.
All right, next up.
All right, which non-one seed are you most confident in to survive the entire weekend?
So both games, huh? Probably Tennessee.
Really?
It's like, I think Tennessee is really good. I know they have to play Purdue if they both win.
You believe in Rick Barnes?
No, I don't believe in
this
Rick Barnes.
This level of the stage?
Because Rick Barnes is known to be... Yeah. However...
Who's a bigger choke artist, Purdue or Rick Barnes in Tennessee?
I think more historical is Rick Barnes,
I would think so, too, because he's known for not playing great in March at Texas and Tennessee.
Right.
But Purdue goes back a while, too. Remember, like, Robbie Hummel?
Yeah, it's a tough one, but you're making me pick, and so I'm going to pick.
Okay. That's what you do in the tittle tattle.
Yeah, you want my thoughts, I'm giving them to you. Dang it. I think Tennessee is really good. I think Connect is freaking – I don't know how he's going to translate to the next level. I don't care, but he's been awesome. Like, what a transfer. Guy comes in, SEC Player of the Year. I guess Marquette could probably be another one with – they play the winner of Duke and Houston, and if Houston does win, I do feel like Houston's pretty primed to just have a bad matchup, like the A&M game. Marquette's not super, super athletic, though. And that's where Houston gets into a bit of trouble when they play a team that can play as athletic as they do. Mm. Like, that's how A&M played with them.
Yeah.
A&M just didn't shoot free throws.
I saw A&M play at the SEC tournament. They were good.
They're really good.
Really
good. They just didn't hit free throws, and they had a bunch of turnovers.
So many people missed free
throws. Can't play like that.
Yeah. Next up.
Whoa. You're not going to talk about my Arizona Wildcats?
What do you mean to say?
I mean, that would be the non-number one that could.
You can say that. I don't feel that.
Okay. You think Clemson
Alabama is better than Arizona. Okay. And they're in the same region, but so it's Clemson and Arizona. And it's UNC, Alabama, and I think if I'm rating those teams there, I would go, just in that region, UNC, Alabama, Arizona, Clemson.
Oh, that's
but they're
local.
Tight. But they're tight, and who cares? They're just my thoughts.
That's right. Well, that's what we asked you.
I'm not even fighting you over it. I'm just my thoughts. Yeah, next up.
Well, let's get some thoughts on football here. After announcing playing on Christmas Day again this year, will this be the greatest week of football ever?
Hey, Christmas on a Wednesday, too. That, to me, than playing on Christmas Day, it struck me that there was going to be a game on Wednesday.
That's awesome.
When the Thursday game started happening, we're like, dang, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. But on Wednesday, what do you play on Saturday and you play on Wednesday again?
Let's do it.
You just get on the plane and go land and play. You're going to get somebody killed.
Do you feel bad for the players at all?
What, the rich players? The ones that get paid a lot of money to do this?
Not fair.
Don't be that guy.
What do you mean?
Not fair, because people can say that to you when you complain about your job, because you make a really good living.
I'm not rich.
No. But so, compared to some people, I would say you're doing really well. And they would go, wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, 5.
But no one is going to be asked the question, would you feel bad for Eddie? Do you feel bad for Eddie at all?
They could.
You feel bad for football players?
They'd be like, some of them aren't rich, though. Some of them make a few a few hundred thousand a year.
Right. Yeah.
What you're thinking of is the upper 5% that we know their stories that have somewhat, not even guaranteed contracts, because they don't have guarantee, but they have signing bonuses. So I think that's unfair to say, though, because somebody could say it to you.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it as like, you know, they make the choice to do this. This is their job. They choose to play football, and they get paid really good money to do it. So I don't feel bad for them.
I feel bad for them that their bodies have been trained in a certain way to have this much rest to be able to perform at their highest level, and this may not happen because it's already not happening some on the Thursday games where they've been – you have this violent day, and you have a regimen that your body has become somewhat used to. Day off – therapy, and this is, I'm not sure if they're going to have any team play on a Sunday before the Wednesday. Probably not.
There's no way.
Maybe they haven't planned like a Thursday game or the week before. I don't know, but do I feel bad? I think from a perspective of like just a dude watching football players, no. But as somebody who's in a professional area where I've had to like kill myself to get to a high spot, and people be like, well, I don't feel bad for you. You're rich. It's like, well, then you go do it. Then you go right. suck an egg. So.
Suck an egg.
So no, I don't feel bad though.
Okay. Right. To answer the question.
Yeah, that's fun. They're playing fun football, man. And they're rich. Who cares? However, I just want to give that perspective.
Exactly.
You know? I want to give that perspective.
I get it. I get it.
The games, there's Christmas, Wednesday, the games, Thursday the 26th. No game on Friday.
Yeah.
Or Saturday. No, there is a game on Saturday, the 28th, mm-hmm. a game on the 29th, which mm-hmm. is Sunday, and a game on the 30th, which is Monday.
I'm here for
and it. And then, get this, the quarterfinals of the college football playoff are the 31st and the 1st. So 25th, 26th.
Yes.
No game on 27th, which is Friday, but then 28th, 29th, 30th, 31. This might be better than the first week of March Madness.
That's it's awesome.
It might be better.
It's
than
amazing.
That. But no, I don't feel bad for him. All right.
Next. Okay, last one. After getting a lot of criticism for banning the hip drop tackle this week, do you think the NFL made the right call?
Yeah, absolutely. And I get it. Football's big man sport, and we're going to hit. But football, more than a sport of violence and athletes, is a business. That's it. It's a business. And I have people like, let them play football. I completely agree. If everybody was running around with a generic face and a generic skill set and we did – but it's like why you protect your quarterbacks. You've seen games where you got two backups going and it's an awful game. And you're like, God dang, I'm watching Don Majkowski versus Jonathan Lawrence, Trevor's cousin. This is terrible football. And it is. It sucks. And you don't want that. And then all of a sudden you're thinking twice about when you're like, no, let him hit the quarterback. It's a man's game. No. It's a business.
Yeah.
And they've got to protect their best assets. And there were people – I don't know the number. I think 6 or 7 people got hurt, like missed games last year because of this. Where it's going to be difficult is hitting like big dudes that kind of break away, big running backs.
Derrick Henry.
Tight ends. Like what are you going to do? You throw a ball to tight end running out or in the flat? Think of Gronk or think of like a real player now. Think of Kelsey. How are you going to take him down? You ain't going to hit him straight.
Andrews.
It's going to make their day, the tight end's day, a lot easier.
Yeah.
So – and the ref's got to make that call. It's a judgment call. And early on, it's going to be like, I don't know, throw a flag. I don't know.
I feel like the preseason, they're going to call it a lot.
Probably to set a precedent.
Yeah.
So, yes, as a business, it's the absolute right call. As just like a football fan watching a game, it's going to look like powder puff. But hopefully people don't do it. But remember, it was met with the same vitriol that you're going to hear whenever they do. You can't crush somebody coming across the middle. Well, it's football.
Mm-hmm.
You can't land on a quarterback. Well, what happens is when you land on a good quarterback and it falls the wrong way, he's out for 8 games.
Yeah.
And again, you got Jonathan Lawrence, Trevor's cousin,
right.
now playing quarterback. So, yeah, short term, it sucks. Like micro, it sucks because it's going to be like we're figuring it out. What, you can't tackle them. Macro, it's going to be great because more stars are going to be able to play, which makes the business better. So that's what I think. That's Tittle Tattle. Thank you.
Stupidest name ever.
The 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports. Get in on the action. So we got the parlay. By the way, Reed, we got to do our deal later to compete for the. And we have two options.
Yeah.
That we can do. But the parlay this week seems a bit easier because we know the teams at least a little better.
No, we think we do.
Last time it's like Stetson versus Vermont Community College.
Right, right.
At least I've heard of some of these schools. So.
Come on.
Tennessee and Creighton.
Yeah.
I'm taking Tennessee -2.5.
Okay.
Go Vols.
I think.
Oh, here we go. Kevin.
He's a big Vols fan since like a year and a half ago.
On, big Vols.
Hey, he's a lifelong diehard Vols fan for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it tatted on me.
Okay. I'm going Duke +4.5.
Who are they playing?
Houston. Houston's favorite. And I'm going Purdue moneyline. So I'm going Purdue moneyline. I feel so good about this one.
Yeah.
I never felt as good as I did about this one. I'm going Purdue moneyline, Duke +4.5, and Tennessee -2.5. Man, that feels good.
Yeah.
If you want to take the 25 whistles parlay, check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, we are on with memorabilia expert from Dorm Dudes, which on TikTok, follow him, Dorm Dudes Break, but Zach Bailo. And so Zach is the president, the CEO of Dorm Dudes. And so we had Zach on earlier this week. We were talking about these Topps Transcendent cards. Now, I've never thought about spending this much money on cards. It feels stupid. It does. But also, like, I'm so intrigued. So, Zach, first of all, what is the Transcendent? What does that mean, the Topps Transcendent? What, and they've come out for years, right?
Yeah, they've been out for many years. And actually, it's about the top of the line product that you can get. I mean, it's running about $25,000 a box, which even surprised me, really.
Wow.
But it has 109 cards in it, lots of autographs. But really, it's about the most premium product you can get, I would say, when it comes to baseball cards.
So whenever you spend $25,000 and you get this, let's say 100 cards, a little more than that, he said, but 100 cards with autographs, like, I'm sure they won't say it, but do we feel like there's a floor on the worst possible box of Topps Transcendent? Like, you don't want to get one and you have $17 in cards you can sell on eBay. Therefore, right, you've lost $24,900. And this isn't information they'll put out there, but what's the worst case scenario if you're just guessing? I'm gonna speculate, make you speculate here. What's the worst amount of money most I could lose if I bought this?
Well, like you said, I mean, this is really speculative because, you know, obviously the players are playing, so their value is going up and down, similar to like a stock in the stock market. But I would say probably the floor case you could get would probably be around $5,000.
Oh, my God. I can't.
So you lose 20?
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it's like if you got a bad one, you know, you could sell them all back immediately for like $16,000. And you
make
just,
half or something.
You can just eat the. Oh, no.
And so when he says autographs, like, it could just be like Joe Schmo just came back from the AAA team.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Are they all good players?
Well, the checklist actually does look pretty good. There's not a whole lot of players that I would say are like just coming back from the AAA, like Eddie kind of said there. But most of the autographs on the checklist are pretty big name players. And then you also have to consider, I mean, there's a lot of people I think that would buy the case specifically for the VIP event. Invitation card, which there's one of those in every case. Now, there's certain ones that are like better seats than others, But, you know, that also holds value as well outside of the cards.
Wait, I get invited to a party?
VIP.
If I buy this?
Let's go.
Are you serious?
There's like a VIP event, which there's some MLB players that like the event. And then to go along with that, like I said, there's also different like tiers of tickets. So there's like a basically like a VIP of the VIP tickets, which are like the front row seats and stuff. And there's also the opportunity for different exclusive cards you can only get at the event.
Bones, if you can pick one major league player to go to that event and you can meet him and hang out with him, who would it be?
I feel weird about going. I'd want to hang out with somebody younger than I am. Like,
yeah,
it's like
25.
Right. It's like can they be past players that are still alive?
I don't know. I mean, will those guys be there?
Good question. Let me answer it your way and my way because I'm trying to cheat the question. I would say if it's an old player, not an option probably. It would be Mark Grace.
Okay.
Who first baseman for the Cubs. Massive Cubs fan my whole life. That's like my dude. Current players. I mean, obviously, I'd avoid betting tips, but Otani, I'd be like, "What's up, buddy?"
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
Yeah, like, "Where's your translator?" Oh, forgot. Weird subject. But you know, Mike Trout, just these guys that have established careers already and are still in the league instead of like De La Cruz or. But that's just me because again, we forget, and we work with some of these athletes doing stuff. They're 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, and they look like they're gladiators on screen, football players, basketball players, but then you meet them, they are children.
Yeah. That's why they're whipping each other in the nuts, like with their towels.
We do that too, though, as a sad thing. We also, that would be my answer.
Okay.
Otani would be cool. Maybe like a Chris Bryant. I mean, that would be cool. Yeah.
See, I'd pick like someone to party with, like Manny Machado.
But no, he doesn't want to party with you, though.
Oh, well, you don't know. Like, hey, man, you want a shot?
I know, because it's like, look, Dad's here. I want to party. That would be you.
Okay, good point.
Did you guys see the Chris Bryant thing where he, the kid came up, and he had an old Cubs jersey, and he was like, will you sign this? But the kid dropped the marker, and it, like, marked on the jersey as it was falling. You may Google this to get the whole story. I know. Oh. Zach's in pain right now.
Yeah.
And so it marks on the number, but what Chris Bryant did was took that mark and made a really long inscription and used it as a word.
That's awesome.
It was like Chris Bryant, World Series champion, Chicago Cubs, first. It was, it was like kick you in the heart, like really cool.
He seems like a good dude.
So do you see the story, Kevin? Am I telling it right? If you don't, that's okay.
No, I don't think
I'm sure I can find it. Okay, so Topps Transcendent, $25,000. You get a VIP event. What's the most expensive? What do you think would be a card or two that would be like, oh my God, we hit the jackpot with this?
So there's a 1959 Superfractor in there, which is a one of one. There's one of those in each case. So there's a bunch of different players, obviously, you could hit with that. But then you also have to consider, I mean, outside of, you know, just the athletes, there's also a cut signature, which.
The Beatles card.
I think they could be very valuable because, you know, the Beatles are in there, Johnny Cash, Abe Lincoln. There's all kinds of, like, known people outside of sports that are in there as well. And, you know, that just appeals to a bunch more collectors. So,
hey, you freaked out about Abe Lincoln?
Listen.
Honest Abe signature? Wait, hello?
Hello. So, Zach, I don't know if you heard. Have you heard about the presidential memorabilia that I bought? By any chance?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you. So
all right.
I got online, and I just say this because I only bought it a day and a half ago, but my wife has been roasting me nonstop about it, as have members of the radio show. Not Eddie. Eddie's got my back.
I think it's awesome, dude.
And I said to my wife, but she was making fun of me, and she was like, do the people on the show, they make fun of you? I said, yeah, except for Eddie. He goes, well, yeah, Eddie's your butt boy. And I was like,
I've never heard of butt boy.
Well, I'm your butt boy too.
Okay, whatever.
And I was like, no, he's not. But secretly, I was like, yes, he is, and I'm his. But I didn't say that because you may just be backing me up for no reason. You may not actually think it's cool, but I think you actually think it's cool.
Dude, I think it's amazing.
Okay, so here's what it is, Zach. There was a letter George Washington wrote to like his son-in-law. Now, I couldn't afford the whole letter because the letter was like $200,000. I wasn't going to buy that. But what they did is they cut handwritten words from George Washington from the letter. So I bought one word written by George Washington and it's put in a card like these Beatles cards. And George Washington wrote, they cut it out of the letter. They show you the letter, and I bought it. And it says George Washington, and he wrote. And I thought, I have a handwritten word from George Washington. Isn't that pretty cool?
Wow. Yeah, that is awesome. I got to ask, what's the word?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, tell him the word.
Yes.
Tell him the word.
Tell him.
Well, it's a word we use all the time. It's actually probably the word that I think has the most power in the English language because it is used so often in so many ways and so many places.
It's a good way to spin it.
Yeah, the word is the.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess
Amen.
Very commonly used word.
Let's go.
Does it matter what the word is?
It doesn't to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't to me. So I'm proud of it. Okay, so I could get, did they list on the checklist those people, like the non-sports people that you could get assigned? And is there one of those, do you know, in every box?
Yeah, there is one of those cut signatures in every box. And there's a big list of all the players, or I mean, I guess not players, but people. And yeah, like the few I mentioned, Johnny Cash, Abe Lincoln, Albert Einstein's in there.
Einstein!
That's cool.
We could
take
it.
There's a bunch of others.
You've seen Jurassic Park? We take that, we get some DNA, we make a new Albert Einstein.
I think they found blood in a mosquito. That's how they did it.
But it didn't matter if there's any DNA at all. That was also the 80s, bro.
Okay.
$25,000. I just can't.
You're going to do it?
Are they sold out? I know they're out today. Do we know if they're still for sale?
Well, here's the crazy thing about it. There's only 190 of the cases made, and it's a one-box case. So, you know, they're out today, and I'd be willing to bet that they're almost probably sold out by now because, I mean, 190 cases, that's a very, very small print run.
Okay, but also it's a lot of money. Like, how many people are going to be?
Do it.
Okay, Topps.
Zach's an expert. He knows everything.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to go to Topps.com.
It's two P's, by the way.
I know how to spell top, okay. Jerk. Trending now.
Your butt buddy, dude. I'm looking out for you.
There's Topps Tribute Baseball Hobby Box, 524. That's not it.
Is it butt buddy or butt brother?
No, it's butt buddy.
Butt buddy.
I have not heard that in 15 years.
You haven't heard butt buddy? Well, my wife's like,
Long time.
Eddie's your butt buddy. I'm like, and I'm his, and he's mine. And you better believe it.
That's the way it is.
Okay, so we have Topps Big League Baseball Value Box. I don't want that. Opening day, don't want that. $39.99. Yeah, I don't see it on the page.
The only place I saw it was Dave and Adams. That's the only place I could find it.
Where they have the video games? You win the tickets?
No, that's Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Adams. Yeah. Not Dave and Buster's. No. I thought I was going to go get some chicken wings and buy the. All right, Dave and Adams. Dave and Adams. Do you feel like it's a good investment, Zach? You're the expert here.
Well, I mean, it's all in, I guess, how much risk you're willing to take. Because do I think it's a great investment to make money on? Probably not.
Oh.
But do I think it'll be a whole lot of fun? Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
And I guess, you know, you can't really put a value on that VIP event ticket because obviously you can't get one unless you buy the box. So, I mean, if that ticket was worth, you know, $10,000 to somebody, I would say you could probably make money on the box. But if not, you know, I think it would be tough to make money just on the autos.
Okay, I'm looking now. Reed, you find it?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Okay.
I already copped one.
Reed has three.
Okay.
Are there any still left, Reed?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
What?
There are.
Get it. Do it.
Oh, my
do
God.
Do it.
You guys aren't going to peer pressure me into spending $25,000.
Do it.
Zach, would this be something, like, does this even look fun to you? You wouldn't do this and break the cards, would you? Like?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think some people do break them, but obviously it would be a very expensive buy-in. I don't even know how you'd break it because I know everything's numbered to 25 or less. So you could do the serial number breaks, which, I mean, you're familiar with those. But, I mean, it would be at least $1,000 a number, I mean, to even cover the cost of the box. So
I'm going to send my wife. I don't ever.
You're going to send your wife what?
So
ask for permission?
We don't have the relationship, either one of us, because she got her own. I got my own, but we still all keep it together, and we all trust we're not going to overspend over anything,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for right
but
now.
But if I spend $25,000 on cards,
yeah,
I might not make it here tomorrow. If she thought the word "the" was a bad investment,
I got an extra bedroom at the house.
Okay.
That probably gives her a reason to spend $25,000 on something.
Oh no, then that would be terrible.
Yeah, that's 50.
Exactly. You don't want that.
And then Eddie's going to want to spend $25.
Right. Yeah. And then Kevin and Reed. Mike,
hold on.
Zach. Hold on, what,
before
dude?
You know, we're 150K in.
Hey, he said be quiet. He's trying to write this perfectly.
Do you want to read the message?
Yes.
I just kind of feel like...
Hey, tell her Eddie says I should.
I know. Right.
Oh, no, it's really getting to him, man.
It really is, dude.
I really want one.
Just tell her you bought it already and see what she says.
No, that's a dumbass.
Kevin, that's a great idea.
You're not married.
I know. The single guy response right there.
Because look, remember the George Washington shoot? You told her after you bought it.
I just sent a message.
Woo.
Read it.
I don't want to because it'll make me... I know people know that I have... I don't always feel comfortable talking about money. Not because I'm not comfortable talking about it, because I don't want people to be like, money. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that. Hey, did you send one message?
Yeah.
Bro, you got to set that up.
No, I didn't.
You got to set it up with like, how's your day going?
Mm-mm. She knows better. She knows if I'm like foreplay texting that something bad's coming. Do you want to read it?
Yes, I do.
Come over here and read it.
Okay. You don't want to send it to me?
I'm not going to send you a screenshot.
Yeah, send me a screenshot.
Imagine she just sends, sure, babe, go for it. That's it.
I don't think she's going to say that.
If she says that, guys, if she says that, I'm buying them right here.
Okay. Well, if she says that, you might as well buy two.
Oh, all you guys need to shut up.
One for me.
How long does it take to get here? Do we know if I order it, Reed? Mm-hmm. Does it like overnight? Does it show up with a maitre d'?
It said.
Eddie, I just sent it to you.
Okay. Dude, you're running out of time. You got to respond quick. Okay. You weren't ready for me to read it?
I don't want you to read it on the air.
Oh.
It's a good thing you asked, Eddie.
You're an idiot. You're so dumb. What? But I think it'll work.
You do?
I think it'll work.
That's genius.
Yeah, man. Mind tricks.
It's not a mind trick.
Sure it is.
It's not a mind trick.
Because you started off with something really nice. And then
she
may not even look at the second half of that.
No. I sent that like an hour ago.
Oh, what? So is that the wrong one?
No. I said, no. So this morning, Chris Tomlin, she replied, no. I'm scared. Chris Tomlin.
Are there bubbles?
Chris
Are there
Tomlin, bubbles? No. Chris Tomlin was in.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on the show on Friday. Yeah. Do you know who Chris Tomlin is, Zach?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, massive Christian singer. He was in, and they're doing a big Good Friday show, and I texted her at 10 and said, Chris Tomlin was in, invited us to his Good Friday Easter show on Friday night. And she goes, I'd love to go. And then my other message was 11:49, so it was like an hour after. It wasn't all put together. Eddie, I just sent her that one blind.
No, I know, but it's good the way you started it.
Oh, I thought you meant the Chris Tomlin
stuff. No, I didn't see that. I meant the one sentence you sent her. It was very well written.
Okay.
Very well written.
Because if you said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, I love it. Don't even know what the second part of that is.
What's the difference between a butt buddy and a wife?
Right?
I'm waiting. So we'll come back. I'll let you know if she responds. She's probably like, what the?
It would get here next week.
Oh.
Okay, think about this, though. That has nothing to do with that. My LeBron and KD signed shoes, when did they get in?
Tomorrow.
We sent them off to get authenticated.
Ah.
And if they come back, we don't know if they're authenticated or not.
So even though they passed or not.
We don't know.
Okay.
They better be.
God, I hope so. Okay. Well, I will wait on her answer.
It's who you are.
Who is this? Kevin here. Oh, this is a podcast text. Kevin, thread. Did you text me about a podcast with, like, our baseball friends?
No, I didn't. Morgan?
No, you did. Oh, never mind. Doesn't matter.
What
okay.
The?
Anyway, I'm just kind of on tilt here.
What's happening right now?
I want to buy this box.
Dude, your brain scrambled right now because of this pack of cards. No,
there's a text from Kevin. It's on here, but it came... it says, Kevin here, next Tuesday or Wednesday, anytime after 12:30.
That's the other Kevin.
No, it's this Kevin, but he didn't send it today. It's above another message.
Oh.
A text story that we're on about producing a different baseball show.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, I will wait.
Any more questions for Zach?
Yeah, I got many, actually. I just forgot what planet I'm on. Okay. Zach, do you want to go halvesies?
Oh.
Do it.
Do it.
That's okay. Don't answer. That's a no. I don't want to push into halves.
No, that's not a no. He's no, thinking. He was praying right now.
No. I'll see what she says. And if she says no, I'll be like, how about halvesies with Zach? But regardless, I'm going to wait for her answer. Let's move on. Oh, you know what I hit yesterday on Dorm Dudes? I've been chasing.
It? You
no,
got
no.
It?
I've been, no. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I've been chasing a Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I've been chasing hard. It's the only thing I really get in for at all anymore. And
he's been chasing very hard.
Yeah. I mean, I watched somebody win it right after I was in for like 2 days. So that sucks.
Yeah.
Because I've been chasing that Brady. But I did win. You know, my triple signed Cowboys helmet that it's, by the way, I showed Reed yesterday. It's a 1990s helmet.
That's amazing.
And it's Michael Irvin. It's Troy Aikman. And it's Emmitt Smith. So I got that one at the house. And
the Holy Trinity.
It's really cool. I won another 90s helmet with just Michael Irvin on it yesterday.
Wow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Which was really cool. Wow. I was chasing the Brady, but I won that one.
Hey, can I have that one?
Dorm dudes. No, dude, you know, no. Dude. Stop asking for stuff.
Because I don't
Why have don't you do breaks?
Because I don't have my birthday present anymore.
You gave it to your freaking kids.
I didn't mean to.
Hey, what happens when they trade Dak?
They're not going
They're not going to trade Dak.
Okay.
No. Okay, Zach, at Dorm Dudes, my favorite place to go. At Dorm Dudes Break on TikTok, what have been, if I were to say that it comes to your mind, the 3 or 4 coolest breaks of the past week that you're like, dang, I'm jealous that they broke that? Because you don't know what's in the boxes, right?
Yeah, we have no idea.
They get the boxes, they're sealed, they unseal them live, and everybody who put in, like, I pick the Colts, and if they happen to pull the Colts out, you win it, right? So he doesn't know what's happening until he pulls it either. So he's also as excited. Give me the 3, 4, 5 coolest breaks from this last week.
So, I hate to say it because I know you've been chasing, but I mean, the Brady's are always cool, especially when it's a Patriots Brady, because that's like, you know, when you think of Tom Brady, you think of the Patriots. So we don't see a lot of Tom Brady Patriots stuff. It's usually Bucks, but definitely that Patriots helmet, I would say, you know, is my favorite of the week. Just because, so most valuable hit probably. Yeah. And it's super cool as well. So
I had picked the Bucks and the Patriots in the team break and didn't hit. Next one up, boom. Brady Patriots.
Why'd you
that
give
was
up?
In Florida, right?
No, this was yesterday, right, Zach?
Again.
Yeah, yesterday.
No, I'm still chasing the Brady. I'm not hopping in many other things, but I'm just chasing the Brady. And that's how you know this thing's not rigged, because I've spent money trying to win a freaking Brady. So that sucks. All right, give me another really cool one that you saw.
So, I mean, you already talked about it, but the triple sign Cowboys 1990s helmet, that was super cool just because of how unique it was. I mean, we don't see that helmet very often. I think we've hit one Brady on one of those Pro Line helmets.
Like the old school ones?
I mean, we don't see that helmet a lot at all. Yeah. So that was another one for sure.
All right. Cool. I tell you one that I won that was super cool. I won the Peyton Manning old school logo because it's all white, but the two Colt feet are in the back of the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton Manning signed
horseshoes.
That one. Yeah, horseshoes. Thank you. That one was super cool.
Picturing feet.
It's got toes and everything.
I did get a Mark Andrews authentic Ravens helmet.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
You talked about the Rodgers one?
Aaron Rodgers Jets one.
Jets
saw that one yesterday in the flesh.
Oh yeah,
it's that's cool
in the flesh.
Yeah, yeah, he's at the house.
It's, well, in the plastic.
It was all on that, and I don't even like the Jets, but that green, like that emerald green with Aaron Rodgers that signed it, is awesome. Give me one or two more, Zach, that you can think of.
Did you hit the Aaron Rodgers? You hit, was it the Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson dual signed or
no?
Just the
not the dual sign. And if it was, I would have wiped off the Garrett Wilson and just kept the Aaron Rodgers. But no, but that would have been cool. The dual signs are always really cool.
Yeah, we hit one of those, I think it was 3 days ago. And I would say that's probably one of my top five of the week as well, just because, you know, you don't see a lot of duals signed. And, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers' signature is way more valuable than Garrett Wilson. But I'm from Ohio, so I'm an Ohio State fan. So I love to see that.
Yeah, I have a guy that, because I have all this whole community now from Dorm Dudes that aren't Dorm Dudes. And people, we just all go in and try to win these breaks. And they like trade and stuff. And some guy won a Jets helmet, but it was like Zach Wilson and something else.
Oh, man.
And he was like, I don't really care about this helmet. I was like, well, the Jets is cool. He's like, I don't like the Jets. I'm like, I don't either. I said, it'd be hilarious if I just bought the helmet and had Eddie sign it. And so I think I'm just trying to buy the helmet from him and, you know, not wipe it off, but just add some signatures that are just stupid with the Zach Wilson.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, I have this whole group of folks that I like, guys like, I'm a huge Chiefs fan. And I was like, well, I have their, you know, receiver, Rice. I got a helmet. And so I traded him that for something. But it's awesome. I don't know. I love the breaks.
Zach, is there like an athlete that hasn't signed? Like, just so rare?
Yeah. Actually, Lamar Jackson, I would say, is probably one of the rarest signatures that we see. And we hit a card signed by him the other day, which was super cool.
Oh, great. Tell him how much the card was. Oh, no, don't let him skate away from this one. You pay like $30, you got a 1-in-8 shot because you pick the divisions, and the card opens up. I'm not letting him get away from this one because it was crazy. You pick the division, and let's say you pick the NFC East. Well, if it's a Dak card on the Cowboys, yeah. NFC East, you get the card.
Yeah.
So whomever picked the AFC North got the Lamar Jackson Ravens. Card. And so it costs like $30 to get in. So that Ravens card, what do you think it's worth?
Well, I know it's worth somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000, and somebody hit it for $30. I mean, it was a case hit.
Wow.
It was crazy. I mean, Kern was streaming, and he went absolutely crazy.
And that was a divisional break? It wasn't a team break?
Correct.
Yeah, it was a divisional.
Wow.
And again, not all like that. Like, I hit one, a card at some point whenever ago, and it was like a $40 card. Spent $40, got like four. I also hit a rookie card of Panthers running back McCaffrey. That was worth like $400, right? So they're not all, but some of them are freaking baller. $2,000.
Is Brock Purdy signing?
Yeah, Brock Purdy actually used to sign a ton, but recently I haven't seen him. We see a lot of his signatures on the cards, though.
I'd say I'd start signing a bunch right now. You never know how it's going to go in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not what, dude. Well, if you get like a Danny DeVito. Or sorry,
Tommy DeVito.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If you get like a Tommy DeVito,
yeah,
you're just like, dude, what am I gonna do with this?
But they would have never asked him to sign unless
he had a brief moment.
That's what I'm saying. If he didn't have that little moment,
yeah,
Brock Purdy needs to get to signing.
I have three different Sam Howell signed jerseys.
When was his moment?
All year, he's starting quarterback for the Redskins. The Commanders, the football club, whatever the heck they are.
Any of those.
So I have three of them. That I've won, and all I'm going to do is sell them $100 each just for the jersey, you know? So, anyway. Okay, I still haven't heard from my wife. Oh, wait.
Oh!
No, it's from Quinn.
Oh. Quinn Grove?
If she doesn't let you get it, we might have to go halvesies on it. We might have to.
Is that something that you would be excited to do? I don't want to I shouldn't have even asked you because I don't want to pressure you into feeling like you have to spend money because I don't want to mess with anybody's money ever. But if it's something were super excited to do...
I think it would be very fun to open. And just to see what would be in there. I mean, there's only 190 of them. So, I mean, just the exclusiveness of it.
What?
I got a message.
From your wife?
From my wife.
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
It's two words. Do you want me to send you the two words?
Oh, no.
Heck no.
Do you want me to send you the two words?
Yes.
For sure.
Reed, I tell you, it's not those two.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking absolutely not.
Here's the thing. She would not just say no.
Ooh, F yeah.
No.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Why not?
Yep. But hey, that's not a no.
She said, what the?
That's not a no.
That was a reaction text.
So now you say, so yeah?
You're telling me there's a chance.
I'm just going to go home.
Oh, smart move. Veteran move.
She just said, what the? I'm going to say, if I get that Beatles card, or I should say, there's an Abe Lincoln autograph.
Oh, no, stay away from the president. Stay away from the president. She's already laughing at you because of George Washington.
Speaking of the.
Okay.
What the? That's funny, Mike.
I said big investment, I believe. Regardless, I'm going to move away from this for now. You guys, I'm going to get on dorm, dude. See if I can hit me. Surely you got another Brady somewhere in that building.
Oh, I mean, I would think. We have 200 black just break it sitting here. So, I mean, I would think there's at least two out of those. And then the jerseys, I mean, we hit Brady in the jerseys all the time. There was one week we hit six in a row.
Yeah, I don't care about the Brady jerseys, though, really. I mean, that would be fun, but I'm trying to get that Brady helmet.
Do you have a Brady jersey?
No, but I don't. I want the helmet. The helmets are so much cooler.
Yeah.
I've got some cool jerseys, too.
And you want the Patriots?
No, I don't care. I'll take a Bucks. Yeah.
Are there ever any old school Patriots ones with Pat?
Bledsoe, there is though.
Oh,
like the you know,
you mean the Pat, the bent over guy?
Yeah. Hiking the football.
He's hiking the football. He's bent over.
Yeah. Have you seen any of those old school logo Patriots?
Yeah. There's those all the time. But I think the last one we hit was Mac Jones. So,
hey, wipe it off. Have Eddie sign it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Eddie signs anything. Okay. Zach, thank you. You guys, again, if you want to do breaks like I do, I would encourage you not to do as many as I do. Mm.
You do a lot.
I have too much stuff at the house. I'm selling it back. Any profit I make, we're going to donate. But I just have too much. I have no room for inventory. It's like I have 100 helmets, and some of them are awesome. I don't even want to give all of them away now, and I'm like, I want to keep some of them.
I would even say, like, just watching is so much fun. That's what I do. I love watching the stream and just seeing what they open.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
I know eventually I'm going to just buy one or try to buy one.
It's like watching people just roll craps, and they're just, like, sitting.
What?
Yeah, that too.
What'd you say?
He said, it's like watching people, and I said, do it? He said, no, roll
craps. That's different.
Yeah, I'm not a big watcher. I was watching to see if the Brady would get opened when I wasn't in it, because if it was, I was like, I'm going to wait a while then, because I wasn't going to follow up, but I don't have a Brady. Okay, Zach, thank you, buddy. You guys at Dorm Dudes are awesome. Tell Kern we said what up. I do have a video Kern. Of Kern singing. Hold on.
Is it Toby Keith?
I think so. Morgan took it while we were in the car, because Kern was on the stream.
Should have been a cowboy.
Kern was on the stream, and let's see here.
With his helmet on.
Here we go. I think this is it.
What's his name? Two of the body. Y'all get to choose. One or top two.
Okay, no, that's not him. That's him going crazy.
Oh, that's two. Oh, God.
I ain't need either. I don't know what he's doing there. Let's see.
It's Clint. It's going on a docuseries now. I'm not going to be able to live that down. So someone's got to help me.
Okay, here we go. Record it, boys.
Somebody say a little more. I can't do it. Oh, we got a prank going for real. Let me get my helmet off.
I don't know, dude. He's going wrestling. He's going full WrestleMania awesome. Promo right there. All right, Zach. Thank you, buddy. Dorm Dudes, awesome. And for the record, I've never accepted a single free thing from Dorm Dudes or anything, period. I've only ever been like, I want to do it legit. I don't want a gift, because Zach was like, let me gift you something for being just, I was like, no, I don't want it. I want to win the mother, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is on just because I'm a big fan. But also to say, go to my eBay page and buy something. I guess that would be the promo here.
There you go.
Like that is very true. Yeah. We've tried to offer stuff.
He has. He's been like, hey, you've been a great customer. Like, we give customers like a free jersey or something that always, I say, nope, because I don't want him to come on and me to be like, they're coming on because I'm getting free stuff.
Yeah.
That is not the case at all. So, all right, Zach, I hope you have a great day, buddy, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, I really appreciate it, guys.
All right, there
enjoy
he
the
is.
Rest of your day.
All right, Zach Balow. All right, Dorm Dudes break. Go follow him on TikTok, win you some stuff. That's pretty cool.
See you, ZB.
Stop
See
calling ya. Him ZB. You don't.
That's my dude.
All right. All right. Well, how about that, boys? My wife still hasn't responded to that.
Yeah.
The thing is, I could just do it.
Hmm?
But it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not worth. I'll tell you right now, it's not worth it.
It's like buying a vehicle on the way home.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it is.
I did that once for my sister. Well, she was part of it too.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
Yeah.
Well, that's like if you bought yourself a vehicle and you just like, did, you get home, she's like, what?
Oh yeah, that would be weird. I would. I may have done it the first year of marriage because I didn't know the rule. I didn't know the rules of marriage. Is a very collaborative process.
Yeah. Teamwork.
It's not two people do their own thing and then bring the things they found home, because that's what it felt like to me the first year. It was like my dog Ella, when she'll kill an animal, she'll bring it in. I realized is we need to go at least talk about killing the animal together.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of any other reason, of that's just the habits we want to get in. So yeah. All right, thank you. The thrill and excitement of the tournament is here. DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. You don't even have to win anything. Bonus bets if you're new with any bet at all. That's what it's all about. You're a new customer, turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets on any college basketball bet. All you have to do is download DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app. Use the code BOBBYSPORTS. New customers, $5. Get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BOBBYSPORTS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE and Y 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We have something to settle here. First off, Reed, one of us will be baking four cakes.
Kind of, I'm kind of excited if it were gonna be me.
Oh wait, Eddie called. Hold on,
I need a timeout.
Timeout. Wait, what?
I need a timeout.
We'll leave this for the audio portion only.
Hold it. Okay. Hold it. Hold
time
it.
Out.
Timeout. Timeout.
Okay. Hit drop. Tackle.
Penalty on Eddie.
Stand by.
Cheating.
Stand or by.
Ray's having coffee, or Reed's having coffee.
Nice little coffee break.
Please hold it.
Nice.
What's wrong over there?
I ran out of space.
Classic.
Oh, hold it.
The old space running out.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Reed, can you send me, you can leave this on audio too. Can you send me in one Dropbox?
Both of those?
Florida State and Oklahoma State softball.
Mm-hmm.
Reed's edited two gems. They're done. What happens is we go, we shoot them. Then Reed just like sits in a room like a beautiful mind, patching things together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes the edit and he sends it to me, and then we go back and forth. And then I kill him with like, can you trim off 0.2 seconds on this and put the.
Hey, it matters. It matters.
But he Reed's a champ.
Hey, we're back.
Okay. Yeah, but leave this on audio, though.
Okay.
All right, we're back.
What's I saying?
If you want to be excited about baking a cake, dude, you can just win.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No,
if you
want
to make the cakes, I'm happy.
No.
I'll even give you $20 to buy the cake mix.
Oh, my gosh, no.
That should cover it.
I was being optimistic because I'm trying to think, if I do lose, like, I was trying to think of what kind of cakes I would bake you guys.
Well, we'd give you an idea, or you would give me an idea next episode.
Yeah.
What kind of cake we like.
Yeah.
But it can't be like tres leches.
Why not?
Because there's no way we're making like an extra advanced milk cake.
How about a wedding cake? I was thinking like a triple decker wedding cake.
No, you're not doing deckers?
Well, you could do four. Each one is a different.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yes. And it's got to be like put together when he brings it in.
So you're making a lot of rules. And I may be the one bringing it in.
That's true. It could be you.
So here's what we're going to do, Reed. All of the teams left are in a hat.
Okay.
By the way, for those that are hearing this for the first time, I had Kentucky, Reed had Auburn. They both lost the first round. And the bet was whomever's team lost first had to bake a cake for the other four members of the show individually. And when my team lost, I was like, this sucks. And then Auburn lost. And I was rooting for Auburn to win until I lost. And I was like, God, lose. So here's what I'm going to say. You get to draw a name.
Okay.
That's a team. You could can either keep the team or do one trade in and go into the hat again.
Nice. Okay. I love it.
Okay. So I've had nothing to do with the paper. Mm-hmm. Kevin's got the hat, mixing it up. I didn't even want the hat sitting by me because I didn't want there to be any manipulation. I didn't even want to do trivia because I felt like...
Oh, you would dominate.
It wouldn't have happened. Oh, what? But you could have thought, well, you guys talked about the questions. I don't want any option for any cheating whatsoever because if I lose, I'll bake the freaking cake. Reed, you want to draw first or second?
I'll go first.
Draw one name. Smart. Don't look at it quite yet. Just draw one, though. And then, Kevin, if you'll come over to me, please.
Oh.
Do not look at it. Oh. Don't make noise.
I didn't see anything.
No, because it's going to scare him from picking one.
I didn't see anything.
Because every time you go, oh, he let it go. Okay.
Here we go.
So it's all the teams that are left. It's not like by a seed or anything. It's any team.
All the teams are specifically
that are left. They're still playing.
Reed, who is your team?
We've got Purdue.
Oh!
That's a good one,
man. Okay,
let me read mine. I have.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
North Carolina?
Arizona.
Oh, God. You're good.
This is pretty good.
This is a good fight.
So, Reed, it's who loses first.
Okay.
I mean, this could go
for
the next 2 weeks.
Do you want to keep Purdue, who's known as a choker?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Because you can trade in one time, or you can keep Purdue. Nah. And before we knew you had Purdue, we openly talked about how Purdue could lose the next round, and I would be like, I get it.
Who are they playing next?
They play Gonzaga.
And then
the winner of Creighton and Tennessee.
Mm. And I think Tennessee can also beat Purdue. But I said that before you had Purdue. It's up to you. Keep Purdue or trade Purdue.
I'm going to keep Purdue.
Okay.
I'm going to keep him.
Read me Arizona's bracket again.
Playing Clemson first.
Win.
The winner. Problem with that is I have Clemson in our – we bought our team.
But this is separate.
I know, but money's money. Go ahead.
And then the winner of North Carolina and Alabama.
Done. You're good.
It's just the other teams that I don't want. There's a lot of teams in there that I don't want. It would be worse.
I mean, hey, remember what happened last time you switched team?
Yeah, I lost.
Exactly.
I'll keep Arizona.
Okay.
So, but I'm torn now.
I was hoping
Purdue
somebody...
is my money team that I when I bought a team. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll take Arizona. Can I see who I would have got, though?
Yeah.
Are you going to pick again for fun?
Yeah, just like, this doesn't count. But, okay, I'll give up Arizona.
You're crazy,
well,
man.
Well, guess who I got, Reed? You're in luck. I got Gonzaga, so I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it had been right down to it, Reed and I.
Reed, you're changing.
All right, let's see here. I would have got Illinois.
That's not bad.
You should trade. I'll let you trade.
Yeah, no chance. No chance.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So here's the final thing, and I know we haven't updated the card situation, the box of cards.
Yeah,
we just
yeah.
talked about it on the show. Should I just update Foldy now?
I would.
Thanks, Reed.
Because we taped that with him.
Hey, Reed would.
He's looking at Mike.
We taped that with him hours ago, and since then there's been a development. Now, did we put it on this episode too?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so I ordered the box.
Crazy. I'm still speechless.
I know.
I sent all the guys on the show the receipt. It should be coming today. Dude. At first, it was going to come Monday, but it should be coming today. Now, before you ask a question.
I don't have a question. I'm just upset.
At?
The fact that you bought it.
Why?
Why?
We were all going to get that for you for your birthday.
No, you weren't.
And you just ruined that.
I'm going to tell you you're lying just so you can say it.
Me, Mike, Kevin.
How many of you were going in together?
All of us.
So you four?
Yep. Yeah.
So basically, you're all putting in $5,000.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like five and a half.
And it's ruined.
Yeah.
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 So that's a lie.
Before taxes.
I don't have $5,000.
I know.
Shut up, Reed.
So the only thing that I brought here was, and we'll wrap on this. There's all these different cards which I don't even understand. It's like Platinum Jumbo, Jumbo Rot. It's autograph. The one thing that I'm super excited about is to see which one of the cut signatures I got. Meaning they find all these famous people and there's a card and it's got their signature.
You want the Beatles.
The Beatles one is probably the one that's going to go for the most. But there's 175 because I think that's how many boxes there are, he said, maybe. There has to be. I think everyone has one. And I was reading through who they are and I'll read you some of them.
What do you mean, the Beatles? It's George, Ringo, Paul, and
all the
John.
People, all the cards. I have the checklist, all 175 that are in the, gotcha. All the boxes. So you'd get their cutout signature, and then like a picture. Andrew Carnegie, Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah. Rich guy.
Albert Einstein.
Know him.
Andrew Carnegie, rich guy.
Like, yeah, the Carnegie family.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I guess I just thought he was a piano player because of Carnegie Hall.
Maybe I'm thinking of Rockefeller.
No, you're probably right, but okay. Rockefeller. You know, I thought Carnegie was a musician. Will you look it up? And maybe I only thought that because of the venue.
I don't know who that is.
We have no
what
idea.
Is it?
Andrew Carnegie. Mike?
Yeah, Scottish-American industrialist and
billionaire.
Philanthropist.
Oh, wow. Philanthropist. I'm an idiot. I just always assumed he was a musician.
We're all idiots.
Okay, Albert Einstein would be legit.
Yeah, man.
Put him on a 1 through 5 scale of how cool it would be. Like, okay. 5 is super elite, and 1 would be like, oh, man, you got that. Of all the great ones, you got that one.
Okay.
Andrew Carnegie.
Yeah.
2. Albert Einstein.
1.
5.
5.
I'm in five. I'm an idiot.
Wait, so does Carnegie mean a 4 for you?
No. Carnegie's like
he was right on 1. 2. 3 seconds later, he had it wrong. Amelia Earhart.
5.
5.
That's cool.
She's
Alexander
still
Graham Bell.
4.
Yeah. The telephone guy, you know.
Yeah.
Did you know that he invented telephone?
Only because the whole bell thing.
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, 3. I'd go 5 for that.
Ooh,
you can't have sex with a card.
She's awesome, dude.
I mean, I guess you could.
Hey, watch me.
Yeah.
Watch me.
I go 3. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah, 4.
4. Me, 4, too. Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, 2.
It's a racist card.
He's a president, whatever.
Yeah.
racist president.
But still a president. I go 2. I go 3.
But weren't they all back then?
He especially had some... policies. I'll go 2. I'll go 2. Andrew Johnson, president after Lincoln, when Lincoln was assassinated, but was also freed of his. He was
impeached.
Impeached. Thank you.
2.
2. Al Kaline, Detroit Tigers pitcher from way back in the day. I'll go 2, 1. But I think it's because he's just an old player. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, 5. 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Palmer.
5.
4.
4.
Legend.
Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
1.
Who?
2.
Do you know who that is, Bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't say Supreme Court Justice. I just know that's who that is. Unless he's like a philanthropist and
philanthropist
year. Yeah. Bing Crosby.
Oh, that's cool. That's Crystal three. Guy. I'll go four on that one.
Okay. Old Boston Red Sox player Bobby Deer. Deer. D-O-E-R-R. Don't even know who that is. Right,
one.
I'll go two. Just because I'm sure it's awesome. Mm. Just Benjamin Franklin.
Four. Five.
Okay. Bob Feller. I do know who Bob Feller is. Old baseball player.
No.
No?
One.
Two. Bob Gibson.
Yeah. Cardinals. Ooh. Four.
Three. I just want somebody that's not a baseball player, I think, for my five.
Or for even like a four. Non-athlete, yeah, or non-baseball
a
player?
A non-baseball player, because it's a baseball card still.
True. Okay.
I can't go through all of these, so I'll just roll through some more. Bobby Hull, hockey player.
Yeah.
Any mm-hmm. hockey player?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one. Ben Hogan.
Yeah, golfer.
Two. Nice. What do you give it?
I'll give it a four.
So I'm not going to do all of them, dang. But okay. The ones I say, I give them a two.
Hogan's four.
Babe Ruth.
Oh, one, five.
Five.
It's amazing.
Five.
Yeah.
That's me when I get it.
Okay. Okay, man. Twice?
Dang. I don't know who Branch Rickey is. Who's Branch Rickey?
Is he a race car driver? No, it's Ricky Bobby.
God.
Baseball player.
What? Who? What team?
He died in 65, so... Well,
that's a baseball player?
That like doesn't look like a baseball player.
He signed Jackie Robinson.
Okay, he was an administrator.
Was he like a manager or something?
This is a baseball player.
Okay. Bob Ross.
Oh, that's my gosh,
cool.
Five.
That's cool. That's
no,
cool.
Three.
I guess I go 3-2. I didn't expect Reed to become so passionate about Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
I love Bob
Booker
Ross.
T. Washington. Yeah, three. Cool. Three or four.
Yeah, three.
Chester A. Arthur, as far as presidents go.
Nah, one.
Chadwick Boseman.
Mm. Oh, he's Black five. Panther? Black Panther?
I think everybody's dead on this. You have to be dead. Yes, he died recently. Yeah. Mike, you used to go five because you love
a five,
it.
Yeah.
I'd probably go three on him. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, five.
You're right.
Carrie Fisher.
That's Princess Leia. Four.
Two. You give that a
four. Yeah, Princess Leia is awesome, dude.
There's other people. No need. Cool Papa Bell. I don't know who this. Mm-hmm. Charles Dickens.
Author? Five.
Three. Cy Young?
Oh, four. Five.
David Bowie?
Five.
Dwight Eisenhower?
Five.
Four. Duke Ellington?
Five. Jazz, baby.
That's cool. Dean Smith, dead Carolina, North Carolina head coach?
Oh, yeah.
Four. Three.
Maybe three.
Three.
Maybe two.
David Stern, deceased commissioner of the NBA?
Oh, wow. Aneurysm.
Three.
Yeah, two.
Ernie Banks?
Four.
I'm a huge Cubs fan, but I still go three. Ernest Hemingway? Four.
Five.
Elvis Presley?
Five.
Five.
God, it'd be amazing.
And these are the ones that are all in here. Franklin D. Roosevelt? Four.
Four, yeah, sure.
Freddie Mercury?
Five. Five.
Frank Sinatra?
Five. Five.
George Carlin? Five for me.
You love George Carlin. Mm.
Gerald Ford, the president?
Two.
George H.W. Bush?
Two.
Three. Gordie Howe, hockey player.
Two. Two.
George Washington.
Five.
How about Hank Aaron? Baseball player, though.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High Hammer three. Hank. Harry Carey.
Four. Ooh, I mean, dude, you'd love that.
It'd be four there. Harry Houdini. Five.
Five. 100%.
Heath Ledger.
Mm.
Three. High three. Three. What'd you say, Heath Ledger?
I'd go four for Heath Ledger. I like that guy. He died the day my son was born, so I feel like somehow my son's connected to him.
Weird. Jim Brown.
Three.
Yeah, three. Johnny Cash.
Five.
Five. Joe DiMaggio. That's a baseball player I'd like to have.
Five. Yeah.
Five. That'd be good. Rockefeller.
Five.
Three. John F. Kennedy.
Five.
Joe Frazier.
Three.
James Gandolfini.
Uh-huh. The Sopranos?
Mm-hmm. He's
two,
dead.
Two.
Two. Me too.
Mike?
Nah. Never watched that show.
I'm passing up a bunch of presidents that I know you wouldn't. Even like James Polk. Yeah. Like two. That's probably who I'll get. Freaking James Polk. JP Morgan. Where am I going to get a mutual fund there?
That's what I was one. Get out of here.
Jim Thorpe.
Oh, cool.
That'd be cool. Three, though. Yeah. John Wayne. Three.
Ooh, John Wayne. Four.
John Wooden. Basketball coach. Most successful coach ever. UCLA.
70s.
Three. Kobe Bryant.
Oh, five.
That'd be awesome. Mm. King George III.
Like from like Britain from a long like, time ago?
Yeah, from like Washington came over to
holy crap, dude. That's a five.
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah.
Three.
Miss Twins.
I see children cry.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Five.
Oh, you have five for Louis
yeah,
Armstrong?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's three. Lou Gehrig, 4.
5.
Leonard Nimoy, Spock, 2.
2.
Lance Reddick, don't know who that is.
1.
Lance Reddick.
R-E-D-D. Red.
Yeah, hits three-pointers.
Lance Red Dick.
Oh, the actor.
Oh, yeah, from...
John Wick.
And, but I know him from Baltimore, the cop show.
Yeah, I just watched The Wire.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
Yeah, he just died last year.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch The Wire. I just was like, I know him from that.
He's really good at
Give him a 2. Okay. Malcolm X. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. 5.
5. Marlon Brando, 3.
Yeah, 2.
Do you want any more of these? You bored?
No, I love it. You guys?
Pele.
Oh, Pele, 4.
3. Napoleon.
What the 5?
I know. That's crazy. It's like you go, Stegosaurus. How'd they get that autograph?
T-Rex.
Adam.
Jesus?
Yeah, Adam. Yes, Jesus. That's funny. You two, good job. Is Moses Malone still alive? Not Moses, but Moses Malone. He's one of them.
Malone.
Malone. I have 2.
He's not the mailman, right?
Moses Malone. No, it's Carl.
Oh, no.
Moses Malone was first ever out of high school NBA player.
Died 9 years ago.
Dang. I don't know who Mike Bossy is. We looked that up. Maybe Bossy is in the dancer. I don't know. Or is that Dossy? Flossy? Rossi?
Hockey player.
Dear God, don't give me a hockey player. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. He's cool.
2. Queen Elizabeth II. Which one was she? The last one?
The second one.
No, which one? Okay, was that the last one?
I don't know.
You idiot. I don't know, dude.
Would have died in 2022.
Okay, that would be okay.
3.
2.
She was the second one.
Let's see. Baseball players. Ray Liotta.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
2.
Yeah, 3.
Nixon.
2. No, 2.
Richard Pryor.
Nice, 2.
3. Well, don't go nice and get the
same.
I'm comparing it to the rest, man. Like, you put Richard Pryor and Napoleon, I'm going Napoleon.
Yeah, but you just gave somebody the same score but had like a different inflection of it. You're like, 2. You're like, oh, but him? Oh, nice, 2.
It's like, I liked Richard Pryor, but nah, 2.
Okay. Thomas Edison.
The light bulb, 4. 4.
Tony Gwynn.
2.
5.
3. Dead.
You were a big Tony Gwynn fan, Kevin?
He's just a legend.
Yeah.
Just a legend. Like, look up his stats and do some homework on him. It's insane.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
5.
4.
Thurgood Marshall, Supreme Court Justice. I believe the first black Supreme Court Justice. 4.
2.
No one's going to call you a racist. Eddie, I saw you.
You're not a racist.
You're not a racist.
5?
It's just like other Supreme Court justices, you didn't say hi either.
It was so scary.
Hey, like, should I say?
Hey, can I do 6?
Whatever.
What an idiot.
Tupac?
Yeah, 5.
That'd be cool.
That's really cool.
See, and you met Tupac with a 5, so no one's going to think that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Ted Williams would be cool as a baseball player.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, somebody still has his brain, right?
Yeah.
Like Frozen?
You get a piece of it.
Oh, that comes with a card.
Ulysses S. Grant. Now, president, but also won the Civil War.
He was a general?
He's the one that made Lee surrender at Appomattox.
Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What? No.
No, I just wanted to, you know,
everybody,
said Lee.
Everybody knows.
You sure?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I didn't know.
I'd go 4.
Yeah, I go 3.
Vince Lombardi. 4.
3.
Ben Scully, he just died. Dodgers announcer.
One.
Not a Dodgers fan. And he just died. Winston Churchill. 4.
4, yeah.
Walter Cronkite.
2.
Walt Disney.
Ooh, 5.
Really?
Yeah, I think that'd be worth a lot.
I'm afraid they may find out stuff about him and get him canceled later.
Like, find out now?
Like any of these old white guys, I'm just scared we're going to find out all kind of... like, stuff's going
to
come out.
Yeah, but I think whoever he did anything to is all dead too. So like,
oh,
they're all...
No.
Like it's over.
Mickey's going to come out.
Mickey,
hey,
and Minnie.
I got something to say. Taft, the fat president,
yeah,
stuck in the bathtub. At least 2. That's interesting.
At least that's interesting.
Like Warren Harding's a president on here. I have 1. I don't even care. I'll probably get him. We're almost done. Walter Payton, 4.
4. That's your boy, Reed.
How about this? Baseball player.
Yeah, I knew he was old.
Eddie, don't say anything unless you don't know. Wally Pipp. Do you know?
I know.
Okay. Wally Pipp. You know who that is, Kevin?
Yeah, I know the name, but...
Do you know what he's famous for?
Oh, yeah, he replaced Lou Gehrig. No. Lou Gehrig replaced him?
Yes.
The other way, that's what it is.
He got hurt. Yes. Nobody ever gets replaced by being injured. Lou Gehrig was so good, it's considered getting Wally Pipped if you get hurt and somebody replaces you.
Yes.
And is good.
Like Drew Bledsoe got Wally Pipped.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Willis Reed. 70s basketball player, one came limping in, wasn't he? Like,
no.
Okay.
One.
Woodrow Wilson.
Keep one.
Yogi Berra.
Ooh, one. Three.
Zachary Taylor. And at first, I thought it was a kid from Full House, but that's Zachary. Oh,
Jonathan Taylor.
No, that's the two together. There's a Zachary, and then there's a Jonathan. Jonathan Taylor and like Zachary.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I know, but that's the names that come to my head.
Wait, so Zachary Taylor, is he a president?
He was.
Okay.
I believe, yeah.
12th.
12th president. There you go.
That's it?
There's some more that don't matter.
And you are
you want to do 175?
You're guaranteed to get one of those?
Yes. You know I'm going to get one of these bullcrap ones.
Yeah.
Like Felipe J. Johnson, the hockey player from the third best Swedish hockey player ever.
Which one would you want the most?
God, that's hard. Elvis? Hard.
Great question.
Elvis or the Beatles?
And we'll wrap on. Oh, the Beatles for sure. Although I didn't see the Beatles on this.
Are the Beatles on it?
They are. They're part of it, but I didn't see that on here. Interesting. Let's say the Beatles aren't, but I know it's one of them. I would go. Man, Elvis is cool.
Freaking the King would be amazing.
I think that King George or Elvis.
King George. Not the King of Rock and Roll.
You meant Elvis.
The King.
Okay, I think Burger King. My top tier would be Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln. Not you.
That'd be amazing, dude. It.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe's on here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Abraham Lincoln.
JFK.
Not my top tier, though, if I were doing top five. Definitely a five, but not my top top.
You said Babe?
Yeah. Babe, Lincoln.
What about like the inventors?
I think Napoleon would be wild.
Napoleon would be crazy, dude.
So I go Napoleon.
What about like Franklin, Edison, those dudes?
Johnny Cash.
That'd be awesome.
And maybe not because of my fandom, but because I think it would be so super cool would be Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's my five.
I'd get that Supreme Court justice.
I'm surprised Michael Jackson isn't on there.
I'm not. Yeah. What about R. Kelly? Let's get him on there.
And there's a lot of other people, too, that didn't make the list.
Hey, where's Harvey Weinstein? He on there? Jeez.
You like Michael Jackson, man?
I love Michael Jackson, baby.
Were we in Colorado on March 23rd?
Why? What happened there?
There's a charge for Aspen Luxury Limousine.
Luxury Limousine?
This is past Saturday.
Yeah, nope.
Did you get hacked, dude?
I don't know. Hope not. All right, that's it. We're done. Reed? I want Purdue to win because I got so much money invested in that. So almost like I want Reed to win so I can make a bunch of money on my other thing and just bake the freaking cakes.
How about that? You want to switch?
Oh, I don't. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. Ooh. Do a switch.
Ooh.
At least then, though, like I've divested. I you know, my portfolio.
Man, that's not bad, Reed.
Dang, I'll Reed. Flipped it on him.
Switch it. Switch it.
Which
I just don't want to be torn. It's like having two fantasy football. Have two teams and like you have a player that's on your team and you're playing against that player in another league. I don't like that feeling. It's like Captain America versus Iron Man. That's why I never watched that movie. I was all confused on who to like.
That's why you didn't watch it?
Yeah. Reed, I will switch. You want to switch?
Yeah,
you want to officially switch?
Let's Dang.
Do it. Purdue sucks balls. I'll take Purdue. You have Arizona.
Let's go Wildcats.
The end. We're out of here. Eddie, blow the whistle.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
All right. God dang.
Why did you cover yours?
Oh, you did. Out.
Okay.
It's not that loud. All right. See you guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.